episode 167 of the Binge Boys podcast. Welcome back. Today is the run through with Emily and Megan again. Hello.
Hello. She says hello. She's drinking water.
We're doing.
Have to pee.
You're gonna have to pee in like 20 minutes. we're doing Shrek today, guys. Classic movie here, Shrek. Just some general information about Shrek. It was released May 18th, 2001.
Wow. Oh, so also random, you know how we said we didn't want to do School of Rock because we didn't want to do two Jack Black movies back to back?
Oh my God, what did we do?
We did two Cameron Diaz movies.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
She's Fiona. She's
she is.
On holiday.
Not back to back. This is coming out after John Wick.
Yeah, but it's true. Still
but,
out
but month back to back, yeah. Month to month.
Okay,
I've got.
Anyways, I feel like that's different though because it's animated. Just my opinion.
I have a thought for February. We can talk about it now. Yeah. Saves time, so we don't have to talk about it later.
He wants to kick us out as soon as possible. Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's not 100% true. I just have.
It's not 100% true. It's just 99% true.
We don't have to talk about it now. We can just talk about it later. So yeah, Shrek, DreamWorks animation movie, not Pixar. There's a lot of people out there that think Shrek is a Pixar movie, and those people stop. There's people on Twitter being like, there was like a thing on Twitter actually the other day that was like, what's the best Pixar movie? Because Soul came out, you know? And people were like, Shrek. And I was like, you fuckers, do your research. Or just know something.
Yeah.
Or just know general. Like,
just be full of
knowledge.
Trivia that Logan has that no one else has because no one else cares that much.
You're right.
Agreed.
This movie was directed by Andrew Adamson and Vicky Jensen, although is there really a point of a director for an animated movie? I've never understood
really
that concept.
I mean, I guess you have to have a director, but I just don't understand.
Because they decide where the virtual camera is in the movie?
I don't know. I'd be interested to know how that works, though.
I would be, too. This was written by William Steig and Ted Elliott, and it stars Michael Myers, Cameron Diaz, Eddie Murphy, John Lithgow, and just a cast of others. General thoughts about this movie. Is this a 5 out of 5 for you, Megan?
I mean, I think
it's like, a 5 out of 5 for me. Sorry.
I think when it came out, like it was a 5 out of 5, but like rewatching it, I was like kind of struggling to get through it. So I would say like 4 out of 5. Like yeah. I really enjoyed it, but like, yeah. Is it a perfect movie? No.
Megan or Emily, yeah. What do you think?
Wow. We got two Megans here today. I think I'd give it like a
better.
Sure. I think I'd give it like a 3.
Yeah.
Don't really.
It was.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't really. I mean, granted, I was really young when it came out, but I didn't really like it in my childhood either. 2001.
2001.
I was.
You were like born.
I was.
I was 5, I think. Right? Is that math right? What were you like? 12.
11.
Oh
no,
my
I
God!
10.
I was just kissing.
I was 10. I was 10 in 2001. Yeah, because I was born in 1991. I was 10. I turned double digits that year.
Wow. That was big for you.
Oh, loved it. Had the best.
That is a pretty big birthday. Once you hit double digits, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I went to Build-A-Bear for my 10th birthday.
That's an awesome birthday.
Like, she's growing up.
I was at the mall yesterday, and they have Build-A-Bear Baby Yodas. And I was like, Catherine was like, how many of them do you need? You have a Lego one? You have a Funko Pop upstairs. How many
all
more Baby
them,
Yodas?
Catherine,
and I was like, excuse me?
If you're listening to this, all of them.
You can't ever have enough of them.
Agreed.
His name is Grogu.
Makes me
sad.
That's a spoiler alert.
Referred to as.
That's a spoiler alert.
Aaron
for people
still
who haven't seen
it.
Yeah, there you go.
Aaron, don't listen to this.
He doesn't, but I'm just saying.
Turner, don't listen to this. He doesn't, but I'm also just saying.
Yeah, Turner, you're like 3 years late, boy.
Turner's late on three years behind on everything.
I mean, you did like watch Dexter 15 years after it came out, so do you
still
really
never
have
seen
the right?
It,
yeah,
so.
I mean.
Joe asked me about that. Oh, I was going to tell Turner. Joe was like, hey, have you like heard about that show Dexter? He's like, is it any good? I was thinking about like starting it.
Well, you better watch it on Showtime because it's no longer on Netflix.
Yeah, he's watching Sons of Anarchy right now.
I wanted to watch that show, but I never could get into it.
Sorry,
it was,
Joe.
It was
Sons
difficult.
Sons of Anarchy sucks. And you do listen to these, so you will hear that.
Hi, Joe.
I thought it was one of the more critically acclaimed shows
it's
on
just,
AMC.
If you like watching shows about motorcycle gangs.
I don't.
Like, yeah, it's a great show if you like that niche shit.
What about it is weak to you, Shrek?
Oh, Shrek? Well, so if I put like my age, the worst would just be like the CGI and the animation is like shit.
That's what I put. Really? Like, I didn't age think the worst.
Bad. I mean, it's not bad for 2001, but like you're seeing it with like 2021
I think
eyes,
I like,
and it's like,
but I like that stuff. Like, I think 2021 eyes is like everything just looks too real.
True.
Like, Soul, like, if it's going to be an animated movie, I want it to be animated movies. Like, all that dumb, like, what is it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with, like, you
the
know.
The stick. The, or, like, the almost claymation. Like the claymation
yeah,
animals.
Like, I like all that weird stuff. I think it's because of my dad, because he loves all that stuff.
I love that
yeah.
stuff, too. But, like, stop motion shit.
Like, I don't know. I want it to look like an animation.
Like, you want it to look cartoonish.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, borderline, like, I mean, the animation in Soul is out of this world, but, like, come on. Just make a live-action movie at this point. Almost like a hot live action animation cross breed.
Yeah, but the live action Lion King was not fun.
It was because it wasn't live action.
It was
because
weird.
It was because like, it isn't live action. It's an animated movie. Yeah, yeah.
But that's it's weird. Thing. It's like seeing real lions.
Yeah.
Talking. It was weird. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
I still cried though when Mufasa died. Sorry,
always. You never know.
Never.
Okay, so what age is the worst for you guys?
I put the animation too, because you look at movies like Toy Story that came
out
in like
four.
Not no original
Toy
Story.
Four is like immaculate, also.
Well, yes, but like the original, the OG Toy Story, like that looks like a movie that came out a few years ago. The Toy Story movies all look good. Still, in my opinion, still to this day,
that's Logan's thing.
You
Pixar
love those
movies are
though.
Better than DreamWorks movies. Boom,
they are.
Learn it, read it,
yeah,
figure it out.
DreamWorks has two things going for them: How to Train Your Dragon, which is just
we love
just
How to Train
a
Your Dragon.
Movie series. Don't care for them. The first one I like. First one I like.
I love Toothless.
First one I like, but everyone after that, I was like, okay, the kid's getting bigger, and so is the dragon.
That's the same thing with Toy Story.
Wait, okay, well...
That's like the same idea.
I just deleted what aged the best for me, so we're going to be pulling what? That out of our...
Oh, really?
I don't know, I just deleted it.
My Check age the phone. Best... Can you please stop slamming it on the table?
Oh, do you want me to turn my notification sound on?
No.
You?
Just stop doing this.
Okay.
Because it makes a sound.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
20 minutes later. Oh, hell yeah. Emily, you just showed me a trick I didn't know.
What?
Shake to undo.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing Apple does.
I wish that worked in real life.
Ain't that the truth? Good Lord.
Okay, what for age the best, I put Smash Mouth.
I played that song on the violin in eighth grade, and I thought it was the shit.
All Star?
Yeah.
You got to find a video of that.
No.
Where were video cameras around?
1964, were there video cameras?
Is your watch like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it better like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try that.
You don't need to.
You're right. I wasn't going to. Like, I was just going to try to, I was trying to figure out a way to make you not sound that old.
Oh, how does, anyways, watch has nothing
I'm
to do with that.
I'm still in my 20s, ass clown.
Aged the best for me was Donkey.
Yeah, I put Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, him.
And I feel
and
like
his little quips in the movie.
I'm
feel like there's
waffles.
Honestly, the memes that come out of Shrek, I think, age well.
Yeah.
That's but why I get it gets the 4 out of 5 or the 5 out of 5 for me. The 4 out of 5 I land with Megan, but like as it's gone on, like over time, the memes and just the jokes that
but
have come out of it.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
You're not giving a score to everything that's come out of it. You're giving a score for the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anyways.
Then 5 out of 5.
It also kind of started, I think, a movement of adult animation. So, like, this movie is, like, not for children. Like, I was watching it, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe that my mother actually let me watch.
It's like SpongeBob.
This mm-hmm. movie. So, it sort of, I think, kick-started and showed that, like, adult animation could work. Because, you know, you have, like, Big Mouth and everything now that's, like, yeah, they're animated. Like, South Park. Yeah, it's animated, but it's, like, not for children. So,
yep.
I think it kind of also
kick-started, like, sneaking adult jokes into kids'
yeah.
movies.
I mean, because there's a lot of adult stuff.
Yeah.
They make like weird little dragon donkey babies.
Yeah, they do.
I was like, if that's, it's in the second movie, but also in the first movie, I was going to say that's what aged the worst because that just freaks me the hell out. Like,
yeah.
These donkeys have wings.
Yeah, if you go back and like watch like old classic, like 1960s and up Disney movies,
yeah.
They're all just like riddled with like really, either really dark shit, like racism and like yeah. sexism, and then but also just like really inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
Mm. What did you just say? Just kidding.
Racism and sexism.
And what though?
In like classic Disney movies.
Oh yeah, Hunchback of like Notre Dame was like super fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Or like Dumbo with like the yeah. Jim Crows.
Or Bambi, his mom yeah. gets killed. No.
That yet? Doesn't fall under sexism or racism.
No, I've seen it.
Why haven't they done a live action reboot of Bambi yet? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because there's nobody dead. Wants it.
You know, I will say there was a fawn on my grandpa's lawn when I got there. That like it's one of the coyotes or something had killed.
Oh, like a dead one.
Yeah, and the dogs were eating it.
I thought you were about to say like I saw this fawn and it was so pretty. No, it was elegant.
It got dead. It was dead.
It was dead.
It got real dead.
Okay, Logan, how did it do? And you said Smash Mouth. So what else was the soundtrack? This movie had a really good soundtrack. Like I'm a Believer.
Like I was gonna say I'm a Believer and All Star. I'm a Believer at the end and then All Star at the beginning. I think Counting Crows did a song for Shrek 2, Accidentally in Love, or whatever.
Okay. I mean, the soundtrack was just really good for these movies. Like, the fight scene when they're mm-hmm. at the thing, and he's, like, fighting the ring, and he's fighting
Oh, that song is good, too, yeah.
That song's, like, a badass chick song.
Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer Shrek 2 over Shrek. Hot take.
I don't 100% disagree with you.
I don't remember anything.
I love
anything
Shrek 2.
After Shrek 2, though, is trash
yep.
to me.
Shrek 100%.
But Shrek 2.
We'll go right into sequels, then. Yeah, so Shrek, or before we do that, the box office stuff for Shrek 1, its budget was $60 million.
How? Okay.
Three times the budget of John Wick.
Most of that has to be for the actors' voices, right?
Mm-hmm. You got
to
think.
Like, I know it takes a lot of talent and stuff to animate that shit, but, like, it's got to be a hunk.
I mean, those are, like, three of
those
actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially at that time, Eddie yeah. Murphy.
Like
that
was like right after Nutty Professor.
Mm-hmm.
So those came out in the late 90s.
Opening weekend, it made about a little over half, $42.5 million, and then worldwide all time, it made $487.9 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people like all this right. movie. There's a lot of people. You don't really come across a lot of people who have like, yeah, I've never seen Shrek. Pretty much everyone has
yeah.
seen this movie.
Yeah, yeah that's yeah. fair.
It's one of those. Rotten Tomatoes score factored into this one as well. 88% with the critics and 90% with the audience. People really like Shrek.
Yeah.
That's a good critic score for an animated movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very much so. Shrek 2, it made in its worldwide box office, it made, it made $928.7 million.
Yeah.
Shrek the Third, I think they go down from there, though. I don't think Shrek ever crossed a billy. Yeah, Shrek the Third got $813.3 million, and then Shrek the Final Chapter, or Shrek Forever After, it has two different names, apparently. It made for its worldwide box office $752.6 million. So after the third, they dropped.
The second one was definitely the best.
Yes.
Would agree, like, I love originals because they're the original,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes this like you have to get over that like freshman slump.
Yes, Shrek 2 is awesome with the introduction of like Puss in Boots.
That's when the gingerbread man gets like really tall, really big, right?
Yeah.
That's Human Shrek.
Uh huh.
What?
No, Shrek, Human Shrek, I think, is the third. Oh, shit. Shrek, Human
Shrek.
Oh,
human
yeah, because the fairy godmother, like,
oh,
turns
yeah,
Shrek
yeah,
into a
yeah.
man. Also, great villain, the fairy godmother.
Yeah. Oh,
taking,
love
like,
her.
Taking one of, like, uh-huh. the classic, like, heroes and,
uh-huh.
like, making her
and who's supposed to be great.
Her
yeah.
and Prince Charming being
yep.
the bad guys. That's awesome.
Love it. So I really, I
and
think
the
second
the
one's
onion,
so good.
And they're, like, going in the care. Mm-hmm.
They meet the parents and
yeah.
they have that food fight
yeah.
scene. Oh, Shrek 2 is fucking awesome.
I think it's superior. Yeah. I think it's superior because, I know, so cute. I think it's superior because I think it has a better storyline.
Yeah.
Because the first one, I was like, God, Fiona, shut the fuck up. Like, the man's an ogre. You're not going to scare him away because you're an ogre.
Yeah.
Like, stop being a pussy.
Yeah. And then we have, in 2022, the untitled Shrek reboot.
Is it confirmed?
It's confirmed. It's being written by Michael McCullers and Christopher Melandrini.
No.
Apparently.
No.
Their plot is unknown. Cast is unknown.
They're
release
not
date.
Do it.
Release date September 2022.
I will be surprised.
I hope they don't.
I'll be really surprised.
I hope Illumination doesn't like tackle it and make like a weird off-brand Shrek.
Yeah.
With a weird looking donkey not voiced by Eddie Murphy. Because you can't have donkey and it's not Eddie Murphy, yeah, right?
100%.
Okay, who's a better... Well, this might not like apply to y'all because a lot of people I've found didn't like love Mulan the way I did, but... Who's better, Donkey or Mushu?
Donkey.
Mushu.
Really?
Mushu.
Really? Yeah. That just also, I don't.
Like, I get people don't really fuck with Mulan, like, as much as I would. I mean, she was, like, in my top three Disney princesses
I
of
don't,
all time,
but
so.
I love Mushu. I think he adds, a comedic value to it. That's
like,
just
he makes that movie
everything.
Better.
Yeah.
Granted, Donkey also makes this movie better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I do think Mushu has more of a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mushu has a bigger...
Just like
roll.
Like honestly,
Donkey's just there.
Rewatching this Donkey, I was like, shut the fuck up. On some section, I was like, oh my god.
He's just that annoying friend on every road trip that just doesn't shut up.
I know, maybe he's just me.
And you're
that's why I'm offended.
I was thinking, never mind, I'm not gonna say it. Forget it.
Are you going to offend me?
No. I was gonna offend myself.
Do you have trivia on this, Megan?
No, there's nothing about this movie.
Okay. Moving on.
So the principal actors never actually met each other. They all read their parts separately with a reader feeding them lines. John Lithgow later admitted while he enjoyed playing Lord Farquaad, he was a little disappointed that he never actually got to meet Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, or Eddie Murphy. This one's pretty well known. Chris Farley was originally cast as Shrek and even recorded almost all the dialogue.
Oh, my God.
However, there's a YouTube video of it.
Really?
You can watch it, yeah. Wow. However, after his death, the role was given to fellow Saturday Night Live performer Mike Myers. Shrek has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Shrek means monster in Yiddish.
Oh, man. This is great stuff.
Robin Williams. Thanks, Logan.
Yeah, this is like really good shit. Like, this is the shit I live for.
Robin Williams was going to have a role in the film, but he suffered a bitter falling out with Jeffrey Katzenberger. No, Katzenberg. When Katzenberg was still working at Disney and refused to work with him, that was probably like related to the genie.
Yeah.
Once attached to the film, Steven Spielberg wanted Bill Murray and Steve Martin to play Shrek and Donkey.
Don't know
how I feel about that.
No.
Nope.
Nicolas Cage turned down the lead of Shrek because
Thank
he didn't want to be an ogre.
Thank God.
Thank God. All of these casting almost.
Oh, no,
except
for. This one's worse. You ready? DreamWorks also considered Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my God, dude. All of these would have made this movie not good.
Chris Farley would have been
besides
good.
Besides Chris Farley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the last one. This movie saved DreamWorks. In 2007, Katzenberg said Shrek not only saved the company financially, but that it also gave DreamWorks Animation an image that allowed them to make Madagascar, Kung Fu Panda, and How to Train Your Dragon.
I have one.
Okay.
I came upon it on Facebook the other day.
Okay.
It ain't real.
I actually looked it up as well, so it is real.
Because everything on Facebook
Shrek
is
now inducted into the National Film Registry.
Hell yeah.
So if you don't know what that is.
Yes, I saw that.
It's it's the United States National Film Preservation Board selection of films which are believed to be deserving of preservation. So obviously someone believes that this film is deserving of preservation.
The Dark Knight was also inducted the same day that they inducted Shrek.
And Grease, my favorite movie.
We'll do that one at some point. I don't think I've...
It's
a good movie. Dark
girl.
Knight, Shrek, Grease, and Blues Brothers were all added to the National Film
Blues
Registry
Brothers.
At the same time.
I've never seen Blues Brothers.
R.I.P. to another SNL legend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was interesting because, I don't know, I don't see it as something that's...
honestly, I think
I don't
it's...
know, like that. That's just my opinion, though, because I didn't particularly love it.
Because of the memes and stuff, I think it's gotten better with age.
It's definitely aged well.
I do think it's aged
It turns 20 this year.
I don't remember loving it as a kid. Like, I remember, like, thinking it was cool, but, like, kids go, you know, you take kids to see a movie, and then, like, it's over, and kids are like, wow, it's so great, and then the next day, like, they don't even know what Shrek is. Shake to
you
undo.
You're so funny. Megan
loving the shake to undo.
I'm like, when your parent realizes a trick that they're
trying because you're that
like,
old.
Trying to like teach my mom, who's like 70, how to like use fucking FaceTime. She's like, so wait, I can see you? Like, she just.
Or when they're like down here.
Yes.
Oh my God. And you're like, Dad.
Honestly, that's how I FaceTime. That's why I don't FaceTime.
That's how my grandma is. She's like down here. And I'm like, Janine, move the phone up.
But why do you have to see people?
Well, that's not, a whole look, I would call you if I didn't want to see your face.
But why do you want to see my face?
Not yours, my grandma.
But I'm just saying in general.
I don't want to just call my grandma. I want to see me, my meemaw.
Okay, but you asked me to FaceTime to talk about podcasts like a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, why don't I want to look at him while I'm talking to him?
Because I do better when I talk face to face with someone versus just on the phone.
But when you're on FaceTime, do you actually look at the person or are you like,
I'm looking at me.
You have it,
I'm looking at me.
Or like you
or
have
I'm
it
doing
like
other shit in the background.
Exactly. Then just put me on speakerphone.
No, I just like something better.
With your business.
I just like something just hits different about being able to see the person you're talking to.
I don't like it.
Anyways, mm-hmm. Back to Shrek.
Back to Shrek.
I feel like this is just going to be a short episode.
It could be. What do you think?
We don't need to spend an hour on these things.
Yeah, I think
over
the past,
because we're like moving through it pretty.
When we watch like the Star Wars like first trilogy, we'll spend an hour on that. But
I've never seen Star Wars.
That'll be perfect. Best quotes from this movie. I think there's a lot.
I'm
making waffles. Yeah, that's the first one that always comes to my mind. Just every time Shrek just gets pissed at Donkey, like, argh! Like, this is the part when you run away.
I said, I like that boulder. That's a nice boulder.
Or when IMDb captures the quotes so perfectly, like when Lord Farquaad is like, what is that? It's hideous. And Shrek's like, well, that's not very nice. It's just a donkey.
Or I think it was like, Pinocchio, he's like, he huffed and he puffed and he signed the eviction notice. See, like, that's a joke you don't get as a kid. When you're like 8 watching this movie, you're like, I don't know what an eviction notice is.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the thing where they open up when they first get to the town and it's like, shine your shoes, wipe your face.
Oh, yeah.
Do like is. That'll do, donkey.
That'll
do.
I still say
I
that.
I say that like, all the time.
Like, I say that now.
Yep. Or when I rewatched it, I saw like when they enter when they arrive at Duloc and they see Lord Farquaad's castle, Shrek's like, do you think he might be compensating for something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like,
so another funny joke you don't get as a kid. Yeah.
But a joke you're like,
he's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. But definitely aiming for a dick joke.
What height do you think Lord Farquaad puts on his dating profiles?
6 foot.
I think he's putting 5 foot.
He's putting like 5'11". Like, yeah. He's like
5'11 and 3/4".
How tall is he actually?
He's got to be like 4 foot.
But no, let's we have to also keep in mind that in perspective, he's very short compared to Shrek, because Shrek is an ogre.
But he's
probably
really short
like 7'5".
Compared to Fiona, too, in her human form.
Wikipedia says that Lord Farquaad is 4'6".
So oh, I was close legally to be a midget. I thought 4'5" was a midget.
No, I think it's like 4'11". 4'11", yeah. He could technically get surgery to fix that, and insurance would cover it.
Shrek is 7'5".
How tall is Fiona in her human form?
Probably like 5'4". She looks like a 5'4" kind of girl to me.
Really?
She gives
like
off like 5'7", 5'8" vibes, but we'll see.
She seems like she's going to strut down that.
Fiona's 5'10".
Okay.
In ogre form, she's 6'4".
Damn, okay, Taylor Swift.
I love how that these exist.
Like,
why?
I was just gonna
who's listing, whose job is it when they make movie characters like, all right, you're going to decide how tall they are.
They write it in the bio. They're
yeah.
Like, so you're playing a 5'10" princess who's trapped in a tower and whose rescuer is going to be huge and green.
I wish, like, Tinder and like that was around back then, because I feel like it would have been like they would have put it in there, and I think it would have been really, really funny.
Yeah, like it says on the internet that he's 6'1",
or she's just like holding up her phone and like
yeah.
Looking back and forth between the phone and him.
They even have the like length of the dragon. She's apparently 100 feet long, right, from snout to leg. Yep.
They having kids.
That's what I said. That would have aged the worst for me, because like, how is Donkey hitting that?
Yeah.
And
like,
how
I mean, honestly,
she would have to
like,
be on her back. He couldn't pick up the tail.
I mean, his swimmers must swim. That's all I'm saying.
This is gonna no. I can't even go there. I can't go there.
We're not editing this out. Logan likes it raw. Okay?
And apparently, so does Dragon. Oh man, they had like 8 kids in the second one. There's like 4, 5, 6 of them.
So I have to imagine though, it's like dogs where they have multiples at once,
like mutts.
Yeah, They have like eight kids at once or something.
Yeah. And I also, I like just in general, the mirror.
The mirror is funny. Yeah.
He's such a smart ass.
And Bachelorette number one.
Yeah.
Bachelorette number two.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Like,
Donkey. Two things. Okay. Shut up.
I'm like, oh my God.
I love all of these. And just like the initial, like when the woman is trying to sell Donkey, like where she
goes, "I'm the talkingest man that you've ever seen."
Yeah. I can talk. I love to talk.
He can fly. He can fly. He's like, "You've seen a super fly, but you ain't never seen a donkey fly." Yeah.
Or I love the this goes into like the one of my favorite scenes is when the gingerbread man is being interrogated. Like,
not the gumdrop button.
No, not the gumdrop buttons.
He has, like, his arm ripped off.
I think it's so funny when they're talking about, like, the Muffin Man.
Yeah. Do you know
the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
I just, like, think of, like, when I was a kid. Yeah. And it's like, do you know the Muffin Man? Yeah. The Muffin Man?
That's what I do like about this movie is it played into, like, all the, like, fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Like, the witch got her broom snapped in half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. There was Pinocchio.
It has its moments.
The three blind mice are like literally just like stumbling over and tripping over shit.
I really liked that.
That
was cool. You guys are making me like this movie more than I thought I did.
Yeah, like the like some of the lines are just like too good.
It's not the movie I like. It's just it's the lines. Like it's not even the movie. Like I just think they're funny.
I wonder if they even like scripted Eddie Murphy or are they just like, hey.
Hey, just roll with it, bro.
This is the scene. Probably same with Mike Myers, though. Yeah. They're probably just like, hey, we just need you to play. And what I also liked about the movie is he played like the, I mean, coming from someone who was like Wayne and Austin Powers,
mm-hmm.
he plays a very straight edge figure in this movie.
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
Yeah, he's not the comedic part of this movie that's Donkey. And so I like that he sort of played straight edge so that Eddie Murphy could like.
But I think he does bring some of the comedic.
But he's like smart ass funny.
The only reason I don't think it would be improv is because they were never together. You know?
That's true. I did so read it's that like, trivia fact.
You did. And so it's like, how do you improv when you're not together? I will say it seemed like, granted, I know they're animated, but it seemed like they had really good character chemistry for never having met in recording.
Yeah.
And like, maybe that's just a sign of really good writing, but I did think it was like really good.
And also the pop culture references in this movie. Yeah. Like Fiona does the Matrix kick.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of upsetting knowing that they never met each other when they recorded. It's almost like when you hear about some of the most iconic like songs featuring multiple artists at the same time, like are just artists recording on their own and them just submitting their verse. It's like, that's kind of sad.
Hey, it was 2020 before it was 2020.
Also, I feel like that's a lot of animated movies.
Yeah. But you see like
a lot of animated movies,
a lot of Disney movies, they record in the same room. Like when you see
I think like Tim Allen and Tom Hanks.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Trivia fact. I don't know.
I think maybe we might have said this when we recorded Toy Story, but like Tom Hanks, like low key, like loved playing Woody, but he also low key hates it because of the strain it puts on his voice when he acts. Because Woody is always in like the state of anxiety or peril.
Remember, we made that joke.
Yeah, we did.
You're always uptight and like, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
best scene.
I mean, I'm Woody too.
There's great scenes in this one. Like, when Fiona and Shrek are going on their like love adventure and they're like blowing balloons with like forest animals and shit. Yeah. She's singing and the bird just like kabooms.
She explodes. That was like a Snow White reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so.
I like when they introduce Donkey. That's what I had as the best scene. Just that whole, like you said, I'm the talkingest damn thing you've ever seen.
I really like the part where they bite the fight all the nights and kind of make themselves known. It's a fun movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a fun movie. Like if you're in a room of people and like everyone's like having drinks and having a good time and someone throws on Shrek, nine times out of 10, most of those people are going to be like, "Oh, let's go."
And you could come in at any time. No one's sitting there being like, "Wait, what happened? I missed the first 30 minutes." You're like,
yeah. No one's saying that.
No.
Makes me want to go watch Shrek 2 now after talking about it. I love Shrek 2.
I do too.
That food fighting scene where they're like fighting and like pulling the pig apart and shit. That's great.
Yeah, I think I definitely prefer Shrek 2 over Shrek.
I remember it now that I looked it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun one. We love Shrek.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I should have talked in like the Michael Myers Shrek voice the whole episode.
No.
Thank you for listening.
No.
I would have gotten up and left.
Did you look up Chris?
I will later. Farley? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll check him out on YouTube.
It's really good.
I can't believe that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Most of it. And then
but then he passed, and then they were like, ugh.
They were also probably set for a trilogy, at least. Mm-hmm. And so maybe. They were like, well,
and it also
we
makes
need
you
a person.
This movie had been in production for a really long time, because, like, I think Chris Farley died, like, late 90s,
mm-hmm.
and it released in 2001. Mm-hmm. So it took them some time to, like, figure out, like, oh, shit, we got to get somebody else.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. So this might have been a late 90s movie.
I wonder how it feels like
that's true.
Knowing you're like the second choice.
He didn't want to do it that they said. Like he was like, mm-mm, I don't want to touch it. And then they eventually talked him into it. And he was like, okay. I mean, he does a great job as Shrek.
Yeah.
That accent is wonderful.
Yeah.
It truly is. Michael Myers in general, all of the roles it's he plays, Mike all of Myers. His. Is it Michael Myers?
Michael Myers is like the.
The serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Mike Myers. Not to be confused.
Yeah. Do you think.
Austin Powers.
Do you think he like
Cat in the Hat?
We gotta do Cat in the
no.
Hat.
If we do,
we
cat
gotta
in the
do
we
Cat
have
in
to
the
do
Hat.
Cats.
Okay.
Oh God,
it's on
just
HBO
two,
Max.
Two really shitty movies.
Two really shitty feline
Didn't
movies.
Did we say we were gonna watch Cats here and
yeah.
then record
yeah.
immediately after?
Yeah.
It's on HBO Max. It's on my list. We
Let's
could
do it.
It. Shit, we could do that for February.
That would be like
no, February you have to do like a dumb rom-com.
Can we do a rom-com?
You have to do like Valentine's Day. You know the one with Taylor and Taylor?
I haven't seen that.
I hate that
You've
movie.
Never seen it? Mm-mm. Oh, I hate it so much, but I think we should do it because
it's
we hate
like
it.
Okay.
Skinny Taylor Swift.
I know, but I think we should do it because
Taylor, Taylor Swift's in it.
When she wrote
oh, 13, let's do it.
When she had the 13 on her hands yeah, all the time. Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
she,
let's do it.
Dated Taylor Lautner in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, and so that's why the like and that's why the rumor like came out about them like being lovers in real life and everything.
I do think we should watch it though because we're doing movies that we like, just like
so
you said.
So we're gonna do two rom-coms.
No, we
I was gonna ask,
one.
Can we do a rom-com? But then, can we do like out of tribute for Chadwick? Could we do Black Panther? It
That's
was
fine.
Released in February.
That's fine with me.
Or how do you feel about going out of order? Like,
do we want to wrap
we're not
up
gonna,
the episode
we're
and
not
then
gonna,
talk about this?
We'll do it later. These people don't want to hear this.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, because then it's gonna ruin it for next month.
You're right.
It's a surprise.
Everybody, we'll see you guys on the next episode of the Binge Boys. Catch everyone later. Hope
watch
you're following
Shrek.
Along. Yeah, watch
yeah,
Shrek.
Following
on the Binge Boys podcast. That wasn't
oh,
Shrek.
Don't do that.
I'm leaving before anything gets worse. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.